I'm not sure what's more unreasonable. A heist happening, a robbery, armed robbery happening during church while a live stream is going on, or the amount of jewelry that these thieves were able to steal at church. This is wild. This is crazy stuff. These gunmen just come in and they're like, all right, they knew who was wearing what apparently. And they just kind of went down everybody and said, yep, give me your stuff. They got over $400,000 worth of jewelry at a church. I was kind of thinking, all right, what was I wearing the last time I went to church? Maybe a watch? I mean, yeah, I don't wear rings or anything. I might wear a watch, but yeah, good luck with that. You know what I mean? Just like, what are you even doing? Caught on video, three gunmen burst in during a sermon, rob New York City bishop and his wife in $400,000 jewelry heist. Well, they also robbed the churchgoers, right? This is at church. Church is nowhere sacred. You know, you don't graffiti museums. You don't graffiti churches. You don't steal from churches. There's just that whole juju thing that, you know, you do that, you might get struck down. That's my opinion. Just don't do it. Even if you don't believe in that, just don't do it. Leave it alone. It's like walking on a gravestone at a place where they bury dead bodies. Yeah, in a graveyard. You just don't do it. I mean, there's just, you got to have some respect. Church would be one of those places where I would say, yeah, let's skip that one and move on. But if you can take down 400 grand in jewelry in a matter of minutes, be in and out, all right. I mean, the logistics of that do make sense. But man, I just don't feel like the karma and the juju is worth it. You know what I mean? Just, I'm a hard no-go. Yeah, leave that alone. It's all right. Leave the museum alone. Brooklyn Bishop and his wife, both wearing excessive bling, were robbed at gunpoint during a live stream church service Sunday morning. Isn't it crazy how all churches now have live stream? They've got video set up. And I hadn't been to church for a while, and then I went to a funeral, and it was like, oh, wow. They are just loaded up on not only security at the church that I was at, but also the ability to basically make a TV show out of whatever's going on that day at church. Three armed assailants reportedly stole over $400,000 worth of jewelry, New York City police said. Bishop Lamore Whitehead was interrupted in the middle of his sermon when three gunmen burst into the Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries denominational church in Canarsie, Brooklyn. Probably butchered that name, but I think I'm close, right? The live stream video captured the incident around 11:14 a.m., the New York Post reported. I would have you watch this video right now, but YouTube just doesn't like it when I show things that they tend to call tragedy. After spotting the masked intruders, Whitehead dropped to his hands and knees while the three took jewelry from those in attendance. The bishop, his wife, and possibly churchgoers were robbed of their belongings, police said. This had to have been just a total stakeout. They knew exactly what he's going to wear. They knew him. They knew this guy, right? Because you don't hear a lot about other churches being ripped off. But I mean, this was a big enough heist where it just probably made sense. And you're like, it, let's do this. Right? Whitehead posted a video to Instagram saying the gunman stole his watch, bishop's ring, wedding band, bishop's cross, and other jewelry from his body. The bishop's cross, that is not going to stand out anywhere to somebody, right? The bishop's ring, what do you got there? You got a 2021 bishop's ring? Okay. Yeah, don't really know where that came from, but yeah, I'll take it. I'll pawn it. You betcha. They took all my wife's jewelry and took all my jewelry, he said. Whitehead told everybody to get down when the gunman entered the church. You can hear it. He literally just, he kind of drops down to his knees. It's like they were prepared for it. You remember that in the 1950s where drop, roll, and whatever when a nuclear attack came? Yeah, because that's really going to protect you from a nuclear bomb. But it's what we were doing back then. Not me. I wasn't born yet. But that's what I hear they're doing. And drop. I forget what the campaign was, but you'll let me know in the comments, right? Those of you who lived through that, maybe you actually did do the drop, roll, and you know, something underneath the desk, something like that. It was wild. The gunman fled on foot before escaping in a white Mercedes-Benz. This story, you got a white Mercedes, you got bling, you got rings, you got gold crosses, you got it all. Police said the still at large suspects were last seen traveling east on Avenue D. Off into the sunset they went with the jewelry. In his Instagram video, Whitehead said he tried chasing the masked bandits after the crime. Well, he wasn't loaded down with all that jewelry anymore. He's able to just run like the wind, right? Hoping they would turn themselves in, but failed in catching them. The women and children that was in my church, my daughter, she's traumatized right now. She's still not even talking about it. That's what happens when you go through a robbery in your church. It's just is nowhere sacred. Receiving criticism from bloggers and news outlets saying he was too flashy for a bishop. Yeah, but I mean, that was one of those arguments back in the day. Well, she was wearing a really sexy outfit, so she got what she had coming to her. You know, you can't really go down that road. You can't. A guy wants to wear something flashy, he should be able to wear it, especially at church. If this was outside of church and the dudes were running around with, you know, 100 grand worth of bling, you got to watch out. You got to watch out what you're wearing because these criminals are emboldened. I mean, this is a prime example during church. Yeah. Whitehead said he would wear and buy whatever he wanted. And that's what he's saying about being too flashy. It's not about me being flashy. Well, they knew you had this jewelry. They targeted you. Because you had this jewelry, so, you know, you got to be reasonable. I agree. You should be able to wear what you want. But in today's day and age, you wear something flashy, you wear a nice watch, you wear a nice watch, you know, somebody might want to take it from you, and you got to make that decision. All right, I'm going to give that bad boy up, and I would give up whatever I wear. I don't wear anything really that expensive. I mean, yeah, I mean, my shoes were like $150. Here, have my size 12 used men's shoes. See what you can do with that. I'll walk home, right? This guy didn't have that choice. He's at the pulpit. Literally, is that what they call it in a bishop-run church? I'm not really sure. I only do Presbyterian. That's my only experience. And a little bit of Lutheran. Yeah. It's not about me being flashy. It's about me purchasing what I want to purchase, he said. Okay. All right, I see where you're going with that, but I do think you got robbed because you were too flashy. I just do. If I worked hard for it, I can purchase what I want to purchase. All right, but you're a pastor and your income comes from tithing by your churchgoers. So they give you all this money and you buy the flash and the bling and then probably your own churchgoers, friends or family of your churchgoers rob you. That's not good. The last time Whitehead made the news was in May when he tried negotiating the surrender of Andrew Abdullah, who was charged with killing a Goldman Sachs employee, Daniel Enriquez, aboard a New York City train, the Post originally reported. Police arrested Abdullah without Whitehead's help, however. No, but he did chase down that white Mercedes. He was running like the wind. Couldn't catch it, though. What are you going to do when you catch a car? You going to bang on the window? Give me my cross back. Give me my ring back. Give me my bling. I need it. The churchgoers in attendance Sunday morning suffered no injuries, according to police. The investigation is currently ongoing. Every article I ever read, because it's true. Yeah, we have no comment due to the ongoing investigation. Therefore, get out of our faces because we can't really talk about this. They've got these guys on video. I mean, these guys got to be pretty easy to identify. I mean, they're in the neighborhood, right? They're just running around. These criminals are literally, they just have zero fear, zero fear. And you're seeing more and more instances of just, they know there's no repercussions for their actions. They can do this. They can steal stuff. They can get away with it, probably. Because police are spread thin, and if they do get caught, you're mostly a good human being. How many stories do we read where the person who really gets impacted, that had a long legal history, was just on the verge of turning their lives around, right? Like, you know, you read so many stories like that, and you're like, no, you're just a violent criminal doing what you do, which is robbing people. So these guys, there's got to be history out there. They've got to be able to find these guys. Whether they will, nobody got hurt, kind of no harm, no foul. 400 grand worth of jewelry, 400 grand worth of bling from a church. You think the police are really going to be super active about that? No, they're like, well, nobody got killed. Nobody got maimed. Nobody got assaulted. Sorry, guys. And that's probably what will happen, right? And that bling is long gone. That's been pawned. Who takes a bishop's ring? Do you melt it down? Doesn't it have some value? Just, yeah, I like to sell you a slightly used bishop's ring. Is that a thing? Is there a secondary market for bishop's ring, for bishop's bling? I didn't realize that, you know, this is enough of a target. People are wearing that much jewelry to church. 400 grand? I don't think I know anybody collectively that has 400 grand worth of jewelry. I guess I just don't. I know people that have expensive watches. That's one thing. But like necklaces and stuff, or rings. Did I wear a ring when I was married? I have a wedding ring. I don't think I ever wore it though. I think I just put it away because, you know, my hand got caught on something doing something, because I'm pretty active and, you know, I'm always doing stuff. I'm working on ridiculous stuff and would rather keep all my fingers, know what I mean, instead of trying to pull it out of something and losing that finger. So that's where the whole ring thing, or, you know, you're something in the gym, you're pulling a plate down, you're like, oh, yeah, finger got stuck on the plate, yeah, I had to cut it off. Rather not have that happen. I just don't wear bling, with the exception of a watch. And yeah, that has crossed my mind. If you wear an expensive enough watch, you're a target. So don't do it when you're in an area that is questionable. The issue here is they were in church. They were in church. So there's some dynamics going on there where people knew bling all day long at this church. We're going to go in. We're going to take it. We're going to get out, and it's going to be the perfect crime. And so it appears like, you know, so far it has been. But these guys were just so bold in what they did. And they were literally on a live stream. It doesn't get any more ridiculous than that. I'm surprised they didn't, you know, kind of bust in and say a little something to the live stream and the, you know, the people at the church who were trying to enjoy their Sunday morning service. Can you imagine after that? I mean, all right, that's a wrap. This service is done. No donuts. Everybody go home. We got to have the police come in. Let's clear it out. Anybody who got robbed, you stay here, make a report. Well, reports for days. How about being a police officer? Okay, we're here at the church now. What happened? You guys were like mid-service. It's like 11:30 in the morning on a Sunday. You get robbed? Yeah, that's absolutely nuts. But that's kind of what we're dealing with. That's the level of crime that we are dealing with across the country. Nothing is sacred. It's go time if you're doing the criminal activity, because there's no real repercussions for your actions. So, you know, we're kind of getting what we paid for. Getting what we paid for. Oh, yeah, this isn't really working out, is it? Oh, no. Yeah. Robbed at church. Just a wild story. I read this a day or two ago, and I was like, oh, man, that's terrible. And then I reread it, and I'm like, we got to cover that. Nobody should get robbed at church. I mean, are they going to start locking church up? All right, everybody's here. Lock the doors. Got to keep the congregation safe. It used to be, you know, you'd have people that you knew were involved in crime, and sometimes they're part of the church, sometimes they weren't, you know. Jesus dealt with the lepers and the hookers and, you know, all that. So it's not like we're trying to ostracize people from coming into the church, but coming into the church to rob said churchgoers. Yeah, that is way beyond the, no matter how much jewelry you get out of that, I'm a hard no-go on that. I'd be like, yeah, guys, I'm out on this one. You know, like Ocean's 11. Yeah, no, it's down to Ocean's 10 now. not doing it, not doing it. I don't know why I feel so strong, but I just like when I see a church and I see like vandalism or I see graffiti, I'm kind of like, yeah, somebody's going to get some bad juju. That's not good. Yeah, yeah. You don't want to, yeah, I mean, you don't want to upset the man upstairs or wherever you believe he is or she or whatever. Just don't do it. Yeah, there's some bad, just don't do it. Right. I mean, yeah, pick any other entity. That's kind of how I feel on this one. That's it for me on this one. Wild story. Unfortunately, I think you're going to see more of this because why wouldn't you is the question we should ask ourselves. Why wouldn't we see more of this? Oh, because the bad guys are, you know, they're turning over a new leaf. Now we're heading, going in a different direction. Public safety. It's important. Reconsider the bling you wear to church. I know you don't wear a lot of bling to church, right? I mean, most people don't. It's just kind of like, yeah, that's probably not the place to do it. These guys did. They got robbed. That sucks. Thanks for being here. We'll catch up soon. Talk then. Bye for now.